Welcome to the Making Connections podcast with your host, Spencer Raposo. This podcast was made to interview current registered kinesiologists in Ontario and talk to them about what they do and where they see the future of the profession going. The goal of the podcast is to get a conversation going about kinesiology as a regulated health profession in Ontario. Each episode, we will bring on a new guest with loads of experience as an RKIN that will share their story and any advice for any new RKINs and kinesiology students about current opportunities in the field. Writing the next COKO exam? Enroll now in a free exam prep course and learn how to properly study for the RKIN COKO exam. This method has been used by hundreds of successful kinesiology students in Ontario to pass the COKO exam. Brought to you by our sponsor, Kinformation. In this episode, I interview Fabian Rain. Fabian is the president and CEO of Fab Your Life Incorporated, a multidisciplinary health and wellness company in Markham, Ontario. Fabian graduated in 2000 with an honors degree in kinesiology from Western Ontario. Fabian has been practicing as a registered kinesiologist with the College of Kinesiologists of Ontario since 2013. Recognized for his leadership and dedication to his field, Fabian has served on the board of directors for the OKA. Fabian is also bringing his knowledge to the classroom as an instructor at the University of Guelph Humber. In this episode, we talk about playing in the CFL, wanting to always start a business, and looking at kinesiology as a continuum. Hi, Fabian. Welcome to the Making Connections podcast. Before we start, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I know we have a lot to talk about today, so I want to jump right into it and let you take the floor and let us know how long you've been a registered kinesiologist. And from there, you can chat about how you got to where you are now.
Well, I've been a registered kin since 2013, when the college first opened up. I was grandfathered into the College of Kin because I've been practicing for quite some time prior to that. And ever since then, just kind of been working as a registered kinesiologist in the industry.
Awesome. So thinking back to the beginning, what kind of got you thinking to be a kinesiologist and how it got you to where you are today?
That's a good question. I mean, I studied kinesiology at Western, and I played varsity football at the same time, and the two kind of meshed well together. And I actually wanted to own a business in health and wellness, and I wanted to be a kinesiologist. So it was something that I had my vision, my goals kind of set from a young age, and I knew I wanted to open sort of like a multidisciplinary clinic, and fortunately I was able to do that upon graduation. So, you know, that's where Fab Your Life was born, and it's a multidisciplinary disciplinary clinic here in Markham, Ontario.
Nice. So in terms of going to Western, playing varsity, what was your path out of university then? Obviously, you didn't just straight up open the business and go from there. You definitely had some other experiences. Can you share some of those with us and kind of what things you learned from them?
Well, my childhood goal was to be a professional football player. I know, you know, a lot of, people set goals for themselves, but that's something that I wanted to become. And fortunately, I was able to be drafted to the CFL. Actually, I was drafted by BC Lions. And a year later, I actually started my career here in Toronto with the Argonauts. So Literally after I graduated from school, I was playing, you know, football in the CFL, and I started a business kind of at the same time, and it worked perfectly because I was playing here in Toronto. I started a business in Toronto. So I, you know, just basically used all my connections and networking and tried to maximize that to the best of my ability.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about building the business then, while you were still playing, and then what made you kind of make the jump fully into a Fab Your Life?
Well, initially it was just me, and I knew right off the bat that I couldn't provide everything that our patients, our clients needed. I knew I wanted to have a team approach from the start. So basically, I basically targeted, you know, some of my colleagues who I knew, you know, from school, whether it was high school or university, who studied in different areas. Many came out of the kin field, but some went on to physio, some went on to chiro, and so on. Some went on to, you know, become orthopedic surgeons now. So I literally tried to just tap into my network and figured out a way to kind of expand, you know, my horizons in a sense where I was able to add, you know, different health professionals to my team. So initially my team was made up of, you know, myself as the kin. I had an RMT who I actually met while she was in school at Sutherland Chan. She was amazing. She's a very good therapist. And I said to her, listen, if you're serious about this, give me a call when you graduate and let's see if we can make something work. And we did. My chiropractor was a friend of mine who we went to high school together. He went to Waterloo, I believe. And he ended up becoming a chiropractor. And my physio was a gentleman who went to Western actually with me. He studied kin and then went on to become a physio. And that was my small little team from the start. So it just kind of grew from there. One thing I should say, I started the business actually in my dad's house, and then it just got too busy. So then I had to move out and find an actual, you know, location.
No, that's always an awesome story. I remember reading about that because when I first heard about you, it was through the CSEP podcast with Lauren. And I remember listening to the story and just like, that's the true story of a hustle where you're starting in your parents' basement and then you make something out of it. So that's always something awesome to note.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I'm sure a lot of listeners are curious in terms of obviously the specifics to, okay, how do you start a business? What is your role within the business as a kin? Obviously you work as a kin, but also as the clinic owner and manager and everything. Any kind of, I wouldn't say words of advice, or anyone who maybe is thinking the same thing in terms of looking at starting a clinic, any kind of, I guess, words of advice that you would kind of give to those individuals?
I mean, honestly, you know, it comes back to kind of what I started with earlier is, you know, you really need to have a strong foundation and a strong network. From my experiences, anyways, I've always kind of tapped into my network to try and expand my business, promote kinesiology. You know, I just tried to get involved in the movement of kin because I was really, well, I still am. I'm very passionate about kinesiology. And I knew off the bat, like I had to find other people that were like-minded. Maybe they thought slightly differently, but we shared similar, you know, similar ideas. You know, we were passionate about kinesiology. So I joined the OKA, the Ontario Kinesiology Association, back in the day. And I met, you know, so many people who were trying to do similar things. And we were just supportive of each other. And from there, you know, it just kind of, you know, it just kind of grew. And to this day, I still have many of those people are my colleagues, my friends, and we still connect, we still share ideas and support each other. And it's a beautiful thing. So in terms of words of advice, you know, for young kins coming out there, Don't underestimate the power of your network. You really do need to, have a group of people or, that you can go to and share your ideas and just feel supported. I'm not sure if I'm saying it, the right way, but I do feel that every time I get on, a call with, some of my colleagues, I feel empowered. I feel rejuvenated. I feel excited about what I'm doing. And it just makes me feel that I'm in the right place and doing the right things.
No, awesome. Those are definitely good pieces of advice. And what I want to look into really is, and I'm really curious as well, is what do you do as a kinesiologist in your current role? So obviously bearing in mind that you kind of are on the operational side of the business as well.
That's another good question. In terms of my role has transitioned dramatically, I would say, over the past few years. Obviously, I'm the owner of Fab Your Life. It's a health and wellness company. But in addition to that, I don't see as many patients or as many clients anymore. We do run, different clinics or, different sessions, outdoor sessions with a large group of athletes. Obviously, due to COVID, we're not able to do much of that anymore. I'm more in a management or leadership role, if you want to call it that. And I just try to basically focus on expanding the business and growing the business. My business is kinesiology based. So, my chiropractor has a kin degree. He actually went to Western, just it kind of worked out that way. I have a few other kins that work with me who are all obviously registered. They went to various universities across Ontario. So I basically work as a manager, if you want to call it that. And the focus right now is really just trying to expand the business, not just from a kinesiology perspective, but from a holistic health and wellness perspective. And I thoroughly enjoy that. So that's kind of one side of what I do. The other side, I'm an educator. I'm an instructor at Humber College. I teach in a few different programs that are kind of all interrelated. So I teach in the KIN program at the University of Guelph Humber. I also teach in the fitness and health promotion program at Humber College. And I teach in the exercise science and lifestyle management program, which is a post-grad certificate program for basically kinesiology grads. So those are kind of the three programs I teach across at Humber College. And Humber has an affiliation with Guelph University, and that's where you get University of Guelph Humber.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, definitely you are a man of many hats, being an educator, be clinic manager, but also working still to some extent as a kinesiologist. I would love to learn a little bit more about, since you are not as much in a capacity working as a kin in your clinic, how would you describe the role of the kinesiologist that work for you then at Fab Your Life?
It's very diverse, to be very honest with you. What I try to do is I try to tap into kind of the motivations that, different health professionals have. I have some kids that work with my company who are, really into strength and conditioning, and that's their thing. And, so I try to kind of work off of that and try to expand in that area for that particular individual. I mean, we do have a fair bit of athletes that come through here, through football, rugby, soccer. So that's kind of one avenue that I try to, exploit, if you want to call it that. in terms of my connections with the surrounding communities. I have other kins that are really into the clinical rehab portion and really, really enjoy, the rehab setting. How I view kinesiology is through that entire continuum. I don't look at it as one or the other. I think it moves from the rehabilitative side through the high performance side. And I personally enjoy kind of the entire the entire continuum, to be very honest with you. I find that you have to think differently. The way you approach things is just, you know, it's different because the goals and the, you know, where that person is in their, you know, recovery is different. What I try to do, again, you know, not just for the kins, but for the other, you know, the chiro, the massage therapist, the physio, is it's really diverse, again, in terms of who they're seeing. It could go from, you know, seniors, you know, neurological conditions, people, you know, post-surgeries. There's so many, you know, in terms of variety at the clinic. It's tough to pinpoint one thing. If I was to try and narrow it down, I would say the two main aspects would be athletes and that high performance niche. And then the other one would be more the clinical rehab, where it's a lot of collaboration with the other therapists.
Nice. Yeah, no, that breaks it down really well there. Because like you said, your kins are working either more in high performance with athletes and looking at sports, or more in the clinical rehab, et cetera. So yeah, that is a good spectrum, because I find that's where a lot of kinesiologists do sit, somewhere along that spectrum, yeah. Usually on either end of more of the rehab or more of the high performance. So yeah. No, that's good to know. What I was looking to do next was chat with you about your overall experience so far as a kinesiologist in your roles. As like you said, you were grandfathered in, you were practicing a lot before, but how would you rate your experience so far as a kinesiologist?
To be very honest with you, Spencer, I absolutely love being a kin. It's something that as I was in school, I'm like, you know, this is what I want to do. And perhaps it was, you know, kind of tied back to my goals of being a professional athlete. But, you know, as I was studying kinesiology, everything I studied, I tried to kind of apply it to my regular daily activities, whether it was learning about my mitochondria, whatever it was. I would, you know, try and kind of throw that into my training and try to expand my knowledge and just improve as a health professional. So in terms of my overall experience, I really enjoy it. I like the diversity in my job. You know, when I teach, I'm teaching what I do. You know, I've been fortunate to be, you know, successful in a bit from a business perspective. And I try to provide the students that I connect with on a real level. I'm not going in there trying to provide falsehoods. I try to provide a very straightforward, realistic, authentic approach to working as a kinesiologist. There's a lot of challenges. I'm not trying to paint a pretty picture, but there's so many successes that comes along the way. And I really do enjoy it, and I highly encourage others, if they're studying kinesiology, to pursue this as a viable profession, because it is, although there obviously are challenges for any health professional.
Yeah, and especially as young kinesiologists are coming out, and there's always, like you're kind of alluding there, with different rate of pay for jobs or availability of positions. But at the end of the day, it's really, like you said, what you make of it, right? And you are a very good example of, hey, this is my goal. I want to be a kinesiologist. I want to be a professional athlete. I want to own my own business. And you put that out there and you were able to do it, and you did it successfully, right? So at the end of the day, it really comes down to just being committed to what your goals are, regardless of what they are, just really setting yourself apart by being disciplined and really just knowing where your North Star is. So you're definitely a very good example, and I'm very happy I've gotten to meet you, because I do like what you've done in terms of really push the profession. One, two, you've opened up your own multidisciplinary clinic, leading as a kin, and really showing people that are on the show or other individuals that it is possible to do that as a kinesiologist. So and that really motivates myself, and I'm sure it motivates a lot of other people that are going to be listening.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you speak to any of the students who've kind of come through my classes, and you know, I know a lot of them are doing some really good stuff right now in as kinesiologists. You know, I just, as I said, like you really can't fake a passion for something. You know, you either have it or you don't, and you can kind of improve and, you know, as you go along the way. But I, you know, from the time before kinesiology was even regulated, I tried to, as I said, find like-minded people who were really into it, and we started the OKA Fun Run. I'm not sure if you even knew about this, but back in what the
No.
mid 2000s, we started the OKA Fun Run just to promote kinesiology, because a lot of people didn't even know what kinesiologists, you know, what they do, what they did. Today, I would say a lot of people still don't know what kinesiology is. So it was more of a, you know, just kind of trying to educate the public on, you know, kinesiology. And in essence, we were trying to create a niche for ourselves so we could kind of, you know, make a living as kinesiologists. So that was kind of the
No.
impetus of trying to promote and market the profession. And that eventually, you know, led into, you know, the regulation of kinesiology, and then the OKA kind of had a different mandate or responsibility, and then the college kind of took on the other side. So yeah, man, I really enjoy this. I highly encourage others who are kins to look at, again, at this profession as viable, because it is. And I thoroughly enjoy what I do.
No, awesome. What I was looking at next is kind of alluding to that. And before I actually get to the next part, thanking you for all that you've kind of done with promoting, because it helps individuals like me who are kind of newer in the field to, you know, I mean, have that head start. And I always kind of thank any of the people on the show that have had played a part in that you have to thank them because they put in those kind of first few steps and it makes it a lot easier for people who are coming out of school or people who are starting out to have a little bit of that head start because kinesiology is growing in the public eye, but as well as the different kind of stakeholders. So I just want to say thanks for all that you do as well. Now, what I wanted to look at was talking or looking back and now looking forward. I want to get your perspective of where do you see the future of kinesiology going as a profession? And this is always a hot topic for different people because everyone comes from different backgrounds and they have different experiences, which makes them lead to different outcomes. So, from your perspective, where do you see the future of kinesiology going?
Spencer, that's a loaded question. it's a loaded one, and it's a good
First
one.
thing that came to your mind, yeah.
Honestly, I think the future is bright for kins. I think it's an untapped market, although so many people are working in it. I feel that kins can kind of embed themselves in so many different areas and excel. And what I mean by that is, because the scope is so broad, you really can do so much with it. In terms of where I see the future, I think a lot of companies are going to be placing, and they currently are doing this, placing an emphasis on health of their employees. And I feel that kins could play a major part in that. So I believe, you know, corporate wellness will be an expanding field. You know, health and safety has always been, you know, obviously important, but kins are starting to get into that area a lot more. I think one thing that will really level or equal the playing ground in a clinical setting, which I'm sure, you know, you've had maybe conversations with others, is the insurance market. I feel that once that kind of materializes and it becomes a little bit more embedded in insurance plans, what I mean by that is kinesiology services. I feel that kins would earn more, have more leverage, be able to, I wouldn't say demand, that's not the right word, just be able to use their, you know, their skill sets, and, you know, have a more viable, a well-paid position in whatever capacity they wanted to work in. So that's an area that I feel that young kins can help with marketing, promoting, getting the word out, discussing kinesiology, what they do, how we can improve, you know, our services. So insurers and the public sees the value in it. That's really important because there are a lot of companies, insurance companies that provide coverage, but it needs to be more. And until that happens, I think we're kind of going to be in that, I wouldn't call it a gray area. It's just going to be hard, much harder to survive. Some will, some won't, some will move on. But I feel that when that occurs more frequently, it'll be an even playing field. This is an area that I'm really, you know, kind of focused on right now. I'm actually doing a literature review on that to try and figure out how we can integrate kinesiologists into professional teams, but have a little bit more, I wouldn't say autonomy, because there are a lot of kins who do have that, but just make it a lot easier and a lot more equal. I think equal opportunities is the best way to describe it. And that's something that I'm very passionate about. And I feel that it's important, because once that happens, the future will blow up for kins. No one will leave because there's so many opportunities.
No, I totally agree with all that stuff. And right, even in my own line of work, it's people knowing they have, let's say, massage coverage or in physio coverage, and not having kin coverage sometimes can make or break them kind of joining a program, because they're used to it being paid for by insurance. Absolutely. Or incentivized by insurance. And so I agree that once it becomes a norm that kinesiology is on those insurance provider plans, that it's included, it's not something they have to pay extra for, or something that they have to ask, that it's just a standard, that I agree that it'll start to explode, because like you said, we have so many different assets of what we can do. But I think, in my opinion, that also is something that hinders us, because we don't have one direct service that we can say kinesiology does. Whereas if you look at other professions, it's a little bit more straightforward in terms of what service they're getting. So for insurance companies, they don't know what they're getting if they're insuring kinesiology. You know what I mean? Like you said, they could be insuring a person for high performance sport, but really that's not what the aim is, but they're still getting a service from a kinesiologist. So I think from the perspective of them, it's really us as kinesiologists focusing potentially on one area that, let's say, insurance companies want, or how can I word it? How I think it is, we need to focus on one thing, whether that's like chronic disease prevention and management, really be the specialists in that. And then we also have other kins that do high performance, that do other things, just like how most physios you go to, you go for an injury, whether that's car accident, sport injury, et cetera. And then you have other ones that are kind of more sports medicine, some that are more pelvic, et cetera.
Right.
So really identifying with one thing and then doing that really well. And then we have other kinesiologists that specialize in other things. Because that's always one thing that if I've ever talked to other people, it's like, what do they do? It's really hard because kinesiologists do so much. So I think it's also a negative aspect of it, that there isn't one thing that if you see a kinesiologist, it's not kind of straightforward in terms of what you get.
That's a great point you make. I agree with your point of view. I do see it slightly differently. I don't look at the wide or the broad scope as a negative, but from how you explained it, I agree with what you're saying in terms of the perception or the interpretation of others. You made a valid point, and I can see where you are. I just feel that if it was narrow, we might limit ourselves and opportunities that would be or should be available, we may not have had. So your point is well taken. I don't really look at the broadness as a negative, but I can see how others can perceive it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I definitely see the positives in being broad, because you're able to do so much, so that leaves so much room to do all these different aspects. And that's what really kinesiology is. It's a very broad, in terms of you can do so many different things with your degree as well as in the profession. So yeah, that's just something how I kind of see it. And depending on who I talk with is kind of either on the same page as you, or kind of looking at it from my perspective. And who knows really what other people think. And it's always interesting to hear other people's point of view, because we don't have these conversations very often. And I think these are important conversations to have, so then other people can get different perspectives on it.
For sure. Agreed.
Awesome. So how I wanted to kind of finish off the podcast here was, I know you gave us some fantastic advice about people or kinesiologists who want to start their own business. But I wanted to just leave this last part here for any takeaways for you to our audience. Any advice you kind of would get, or you would give to, or that you do give to your kinesiology students, or some advice for any of the new prospective RKINs that are out there that are listening.
Man, you ask really tough questions, and they're loaded. There's so much one could say. In terms of advice for new kins out there, you know, I ran a roundtable discussion a few weeks ago, and I had, some influential kins. It was a small group. It was, Mike Athlecht, Aaron Oliver, Tanya Bismeyer. These are kins who Mike and Aaron were former OKA presidents back in the day, and Tanya and I basically, were kind of the ones running the OKA front run, as I mentioned back then. But Aaron Oliver said something really interesting that I got to say, it was really new to me. She said, stop competing so much. And I thought about that, and it makes so much sense. A lot of times we're going about our day, it's a hustle. We're competing. And I feel that sometimes we lose sight of, the simple things and the relationships of, that we develop along the way. And I feel that for young kins out there, I think that's network I was talking about, that support that, you need as a new grad coming out of school. I feel that, we just really need to support each other more. We need to encourage each other. I know in my circles, a lot of people, are getting jobs because others are sharing, hey, I know this company's hiring, I'm starting up this small business. Would you like to join me? And I feel that if we kind of come from that angle of let's work together and let's build this thing and let's expand this and be great at what we're doing, I think it's only going to be successful for everyone. There's enough clients to go around. Ontario is a big place. And, we also need to get just the word of kinesiology out there so we can get other provinces, regulated, which will give us different, more status across the country. Obviously, we need to start in our own backyard. But I would say, in terms of advice, to simplify, create a network, support each other. Try to, the support part and the competing part, the support is more where I was trying to get at. Really kind of hone in on what you really enjoy and try and go for it. It doesn't mean that everyone needs to just do what they enjoy, because sometimes that's not going to pay the bills. But really try and, figure out what your target market is and just go for it. That's where I would go. That network is so important, and having that support is extremely critical.
Definitely. All that got me really excited to start doing some work. That was very powerful to me, at least. And I've never really heard that. And it's something I agree with, is we are always trying to one up and do what we need to do. But really, we need to support each other and work together as a profession. And I totally agree with that. So what I want to do is thank you again for coming on the podcast today, Fabian. I really, really appreciate you taking the time out to do this.
Spencer, thank you for having me. Thanks for everything you're doing. I think you're this, you know, medium that you're using to get the word out about kinesiology is great. And it's not, you know, my, you know, strength or forte, but you're doing a great job, and just keep doing the things you're doing, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Lastly, I just want to say to all the listeners, thank you. Thanks for taking your time out today to listen to this full episode. I look forward to releasing more podcast interviews in the near future. If you know of another registered kinesiologist that would be a good fit for this podcast, you can email me at makingconnections@gmail.com. Also, any other comments, questions, or concerns about the podcast can be directed at our LinkedIn or Facebook page. Both are at Making Connections Podcast. Links for everything that we talk about today will be in the show notes. Thank you again for listening. Have a great day. Stay safe out there from the Making Connections team.